Okay, so in general, strategies can be categorized to four categories. I mean, of course, you could make more, but in general, it's based on decision, which you just did, learning or skills, which would be like the spelling strategy, and then motivation. Motivation usually follows a decision that you've made. I've decided to clean out my garage. The problem is now I have to motivate myself to do it. I hear people laughing, and it's a little resonating there. And some of the okay. So there are motivation strategies. How do you motivate yourself to do something, especially something that you don't really want to do? Okay. I have a intuition that Manny probably has an interesting motivation strategy. Mind coming up? Yeah. So think of something that you didn't necessarily want to do, but somehow you motivated yourself to do it.
Okay.
Okay. And yep. What is that thing that you've accomplished or?
I won't tell you.
Yeah. No, okay. If it's something really personal.
Oh yeah. No. I had to organize my office.
Organize your office.
The paperwork that was in my office.
Okay. So organizing the paperwork in your office.
Yeah.
Okay. So once you made the decision to do that, how did you go about motivating yourself to do it?
I just had I made the decision, I'm going to have a deadline, it's going to be done by the end of the year, and I just went in the office and knocked it out.
Okay, so how did you know that you had a deadline?
I gave it to myself.
You gave a deadline to yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what happened?
And then I schedule it in my calendar, and I said, leave me alone. And I told all my staff, don't bother me, you know, and I put it into files, like stacks, like paperwork, old stuff, you know. Notes that I don't need anymore. So I had to separate what was important, what's not, what can I shred.
Let me stop you there. Yep. Then now he's going into the process of how he went about doing it. And he speaks very fast, so I'm trying to keep up.
Okay.
You gave yourself a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how exactly did you do that?
How exactly did I do it?
Yeah.
I just did it. I just said, okay, here, I looked at the calendar. Because it was on my mind that it's on one of those to-do lists that I have, and I said, okay, when is this going to get done? And I just went down the lines of what I wanted to do, and I said, okay, I'm going to be in my office during my break time, my slow time, and I'm going to clean it out.
Yeah, what do you notice about his strategy? It is short, yeah. It's very auditory. Very auditory. So, what's that? He told himself and he told other people.
don't bother me. Yeah. Leave me alone, right?
But you also looked at the calendar. So I'm curious, what happened first? Did you look at the calendar first, or did you tell yourself first that you were going to do this?
I was going to do it first, and then I wrote it down on a notepad that I have.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to my calendar, and I blocked it. So I do time blocking. Okay. That's what I do. So
what happened before that? What happened before you said I decided, and I think there was something that happens there. Like right after you decide, before you wrote it down.
Before I write it down, I think about it. I have a list of like, here's the to-dos, and I prioritize like what's really important.
Mm-hmm. So do you look at the list and go down and prioritize it, or
yes,
do you?
I write down things that I want to get done,
okay,
and then I put them in like these little squares. So I have like charts, right? High priority, important. High priority, not important.
Okay.
Right? This is important. And so I categorize that way. And then I said, okay, this, what can I allocate away? Boom. What needs to be done that I can only do? Yes. And then that's what I did. And then I put dates on them. I said, all right, boom, boom. Yeah.
He's got a lot going on.
and then I put it down, and then I just, all right, let's go, and then do it.
Okay. So what I'm getting a lot of, it takes some time to really sort it out because he speaks very fast and you have a lot that you're doing. But what I hear constantly going on here is the self-talk. It's almost like you're coaching yourself through it.
Right.
You're writing it down. There's a kinesthetic element to it.
Right.
You look at the list to prioritize it.
Mm-hmm.
You tell yourself, all right, let's go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell everyone else, leave me alone.
Right.
Or you blocked it out on your calendar. Then you told everybody else,
yeah,
leave me alone. And then you said, let's do it.
Right.
Okay, so notice he's saying yes, yes, and right. And so what if I said, well, the first thing you do is you imagine cleaning out your office. And then you hear yourself say, I'm going to clean out my office. And then you get a nice feeling about cleaning out your office.
Like, no.
He's just like, I'm trying to follow you, but it's not working for me.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you. That's all I wanted to. I had a feeling you were you had a good motivation strategy there.
Oh, yeah. It's like the productivity of, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So we're going to show you. There's a motivation strategy in the book, and there's a lot of similarities to it that would Manny just demonstrated. It goes like this. Auditory digital, and then visual construct, kinesthetic with positive feelings, auditory digital, and then you future face it by bringing them all in. So I don't think Manny's was exactly this sequence, but he has something that really works for him and that really motivates him. And what recurs in his strategy a lot is the auditory digital. And he's got the other stuff mixed in. His kinesthetic, though, wasn't so much about good feelings. It was more about the actual sort of tactile movement sensation that he was doing. So let's try this. Who has something that they want to motivate themselves to do something they've been putting off? And again, let's make this something on a, you know, we don't want to make this a 10. This is not a, we don't want to make this a big issue. It's more about something simple like Manny's cleaning out his office. Does anybody have something like that?
Exercising?
Yeah, all right, come on in. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to find out a little bit about her current strategy for exercising. So when was the last time you exercised?
Last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and face them a little bit more so they can see. Mm-hmm. So when you did the exercise last week, what was the first thing you did in order to get yourself to go exercise?
I just put down Mondays for exercise, and
you put down Monday. How did you put down?
How did I put down? I have free night.
You had a free night.
Yeah.
And how did you know that?
I don't know. Interesting. By scheduling.
By scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you schedule?
I came after work and I looked at my house and everything was in order. So I was like, okay, I can exercise today, I can go to the gym.
Okay, so I came home from work, which is probably kinesthetic. I looked at my house,
mm-hmm.
and then I said, okay, I can exercise. Mm-hmm. So that's what I got out of that was kinesthetic, visual, auditory, digital.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing right now, I'm putting it off because I have a lot of things on the list to do.
Okay, so... what do you think she puts her list?
Priority.
She did it, yeah. She put it right in front. You probably have your list right in front of you.
Come home, make sure there's food. It's clean. It's kids are okay. Everybody taken care of.
Okay, so it's all there. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to try this strategy here for exercising. So what would it be like if you were already done exercising? Like you're just finishing exercising, what would you say to yourself?
Put it on schedule.
Put it on the schedule?
Yeah.
Okay. Put it on the schedule. So you're just finishing exercising and you're happy about it? Is that why you're saying put it on the schedule?
I'm happy about it, but usually I overdo it and then I don't do it for a few weeks.
Okay.
I'm going without exercising.
So let's focus a little more on what is it like what is the good, like it seems like you're kind of jumping back right out to the future, but before you jump into the future about what you're going to do, when you this more about the satisfaction of just finishing exercising, what would you say to yourself right when you're done?
I feel much better. I feel blood circulation. I feel more focused.
Okay. I feel better and I feel focused. Okay.
I have more energy.
So look up to your right, and then what would be the image that you would see of you finishing your exercise regimen or whatever you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is that, do you like what you see being done?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. And then go down to your right and check in with the feeling. What is that feeling?
It feels good.
Feels good.
Okay. Content.
Content. Okay. And then look back into your left and tell yourself, go do it.
Get up and do it.
Get up and do it. Okay. Yeah. And then take in all the visual, auditory, and kinesthetic of what it would be like to be exercising. So what would you see? What would you
hear? I see the final result. I want to lose some weight, and I see, because I'm biking, I see, actually, when you ask, I saw myself on a bike. And
okay, so be on the bike with this last part. Be on the bike, riding the bike, hearing what you would hear, and seeing what you would see, and feeling what you're feeling, fully associated.
On a bike, I use all my I sharpen my senses. I'm more focused. Because you have to look at the obstacles, you have to be you really need to use all your senses on the bike. It's really good, and I feel more sharp when I come to work, and I can be more productive, and I feel more professional. I can feel better about myself.
Okay, so let's run this strategy again. So first start off by telling yourself, looking down into your left, tell yourself how good it's going to feel when you're done exercising, and then go to the image up and to the right of you finishing exercising, and then go down into your right and feel how good that's going to feel when you do. Look to your left and then give yourself some motivating words like, go do it, and then associate into actually doing it, seeing and feeling and hearing what you're actually doing. Okay. So. Can you read her expression here?
Yeah.
You think it's working?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So do it again. Go down to your left. And what do you say? You know, so it's going to, or it could be something like, it's going to feel so good, so good when I'm done.
Just do it regularly. Put it on schedule. Set up time for it.
Okay.
Prioritize it. Yeah.
And think about the end result, like when it's done, how good you're going to feel. Say that to
energized,
yourself.
Energized, more focused. Can do much more.
And then look up into your right and see the image of that. Okay. Go down to your feeling, how good that feels to be done.
It feels awesome.
Yeah. And then go to your left and say, so awesome, go do it.
And feel awesome.
Go ahead and feel awesome. Yeah, there you go. And then go to stepping into the situation, actually doing the exercise. Okay. Now, on a scale from 1 to 10, how motivated do you feel right now?
I feel motivated. I'm going to exercise after session. Yeah, I'm for it. Okay.
So what do you think if you rehearse this a few times in the morning every day? Nice. You probably end up exercising.
Much more often.
Much more often, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
So that's the motivation strategy. Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't access, like, oh, how it felt when my garage was totally clean. And
well, how would you feel if it were all done?
You just imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that image is a visual construct. VC, you're constructing the image of what it's going to be like to be done.
And then for the second part, would I just imagine that it was also imagined?
The second part, do you mean like this right here?
Well, no, the second auditory digital.
The second auditory digital is a motivational... talking to yourself to go and do it.
And then the last VAK would just be like imagining.
Associate into actually doing it and progressing through it.
Okay.
You're welcome. Any questions about that? So, you know, Manny, for example, has a kind of a different motivation strategy. So, you know, you might want to try this on Manny and see how that works for you. But he's got something that works for him. So what I would say is try this out. And then if you need to make some fine tuning to it, go ahead and do that. And that's part of what the design is about. So I'm not saying that, you know, this is it. This is the only motivation strategy you need. It may work in some contexts, and in other contexts, it might not be as effective. But tweak it and tune it up until it works for you. Okay.
If you're congruent or if there's not ecology going on, I think it could be even more effective, right?
Absolutely.
You could motivate yourself to exercise one day, but then you're always kind of going upstream if there's other things going on, right?
Yeah, because she has that priority list. So that's where I would go back to, okay, well, if I'm going to make my outcome that I want to lose X amount of pounds or whatever, I'm going to go to that well-formed outcome sheet, and I'm going to really unpack this outcome that I want to achieve, and that's where you take care of the ecology. So, you know, we've been using really light stuff, and losing weight or getting healthy is, you know, a little bit heavier of a situation, because when people get healthy, when they lose weight, a lot of times it does change or shift their identity in some ways. So I would do a well-formed outcome, because yeah, I mean, she can't be exercising all day and not working or not taking care of other things in her life. So yeah, definitely you need to check with ecology. You know, be careful what you do, motivate yourself to do, and make sure that if it's a big outcome that you're doing it ecologically. All right, we're going to move on to synesthesias. And oh, one thing, real quick, if you look in your book on page 86, where the motivation strategy is, if this strategy is not quite what you want it to be, just in general, they give you a list of good motivation strategies, what they have, and then the typical problems with motivation strategies. And I just want to highlight a few of these. Typically, they're short. You think about the task completed and the positive consequences for that. Use a pleasant tone of voice when you talk to yourself, more of a compelling tonality. You know, if she had said to herself, yeah, go do it, versus I want to, you know, be awesome, go do it. You know, there's a huge difference there. Use modal operators of desire and possibility. Do you remember what modal operators are in the meta model? So modal operators are words like need, must, have to, can't. So you want to use modal operators of possibility. So can, could, would, want to, those type of things. Instead of, well, I must go exercise. I can't be lazy today. So use the opposite of those. Chunking it down. You know, I know I'm going to botch this up. There's a saying that the journey of, I think, is it 10,000 miles starts with the first step. That's what chunking is. So you want to chunk the goal down. If it seems overwhelming, you want to chunk it down. That'll motivate you more. Something that continue to motivate yourself, and you compare the task, how far you've gone along with it, to achieving the accomplishment. Typical problems with motivation strategies: you're overwhelmed because there's too much, it's too big, so that's when you want to chunk it down. If you're too focused on what you don't want versus what you do want, and that's a meta program, you'll learn more about that. If you're too focused on what you don't want, you tend to get more of what you don't want. So focus on what you want. And then the modal operators of necessity or bad tonality, which is kind of what we covered before.